down your weapon. You have 20 seconds to comply.
Hey guys, and welcome back to another episode of The Prototype. I'm Jamie Johnston, and I'm with...
somebody who's not dead and only a month late.
Well, what?
Well, it's been a while. We took a little bit of a summer vacation.
Well, it was because of, you know, Con Bravo, and we did actually record the Sonic episodes, but we're having a couple, you know, technical difficulties on getting those released.
Let's just say, when you use a proprietary format, in the words of my great teachers from... a college from long, long ago, fuck off, use industry standard formats, you cheap rat fuck son of a bitch.
Yeah, that's not our fault, it's the technology we used, and, well, we'll get it out soon.
Yeah,
soon
hopefully.
We figure it all out.
Yeah, so, hoping before the end of the summer, so give me a few weeks to play with it, because I'm doing some other cool stuff right now, which, so hope you guys are enjoying your summer vacation, as it were. School will be back in just a little over a month for some of you guys. And for the rest of you, it don't matter. It's just another day.
Another day in another world in another universe.
But what are we going to be talking about today, Jamie?
Well, today we've decided... you actually recently got a Super Nintendo back. So, we're going to do an episode all about Super Nintendo. Basically, why it didn't suck. Why we think it's so awesome. So we'll go through the games that, you know... our opinion are good. You know, we could be like, hey, this game's awesome, it's My Little Pony Adventure, and you know, I know Don would like it. I might like it. I don't know. You guys might think that we're wrong, but you know what? Fuck you. It's our opinion.
Pretty much. I mean, yeah. I mean, we're going to talk about this because I recently just got Earthbound. Thank you, Wii U Virtual Console.
Yeah, the price on that game is going to go skyrocket downwards now that that's been released on Wii U console, which is probably a good thing. It's been getting... the actual SNES cart, I think, is around $200 right now.
Well, we know someone who got it for 68 cents.
Well, yeah, that was complete in box. And we're not going to talk about him. We're going to stab him at one time.
Yeah, we're just going to say a friend of the show who lives not too far from us got a complete inbox, complete with all the plastic inserts and everything, and the guide.
Basically, like it was almost new.
Yeah, basically got it for a grand total, and I'm not lying when I say this, 68 cents, along with about 70 other in-box Super Nintendo games for a grand total of $40.
Yep.
My wife was there to verify it, so I know he's not full of shit.
It was actually pretty impressive.
I told him to get the fuck out of my house.
When I didn't believe you when you called me. You actually phoned me. I'm just like, no, you stop joking with me, guys. This isn't funny. This is just cruel. And then, yeah, I came over and saw it.
And then the anger set in.
Yeah, like, I was like, son of a bitch. I don't know whether to be envious, jealous, angry, want to kill you. I don't know.
Either way, things are going to die.
Yeah.
So anyway, guys, yes, we're going to be talking about the Super Nintendo, or as I call it, the System of Summer. Well, that's how I grew up with the Super Nintendo. I mean, I first got my Super Nintendo September of, I think it came out in 91, wasn't it? Something like that. Or 90.
It's sad to say that I'm really bad with dates, so usually I don't remember when things were released, but that sounds roughly right.
Now, I got my Super Nintendo through a marvelous stroke of stupidity. I sold my original Nintendo and 21 games for $10 a piece. So I got the $210 necessary to buy Super Nintendo. And all my Mega Mans and all my Castlevanias, because I'm a fucking idiot.
Yeah.
Yep. Never gonna live it down. Never gonna happen. Mike is fucking stupid.
You've done this a couple times.
Yeah, it's true. It's really, really, really true. Yeah, I seem to go through cycles about every 10 years or 10 to 15 years. I sell everything off.
Yeah.
It's almost like I'm rebirthing into a very stupid fucking butterfly. Fuck.
You go from a stupid cocoon to a stupid butterfly?
Yep, every 10 to 15 years. I'm so dumb. Anyway.
Oh, God.
I remember my first big Super Nintendo RPG, and I know I've told the story a few times. is...
Well, we're telling it again
for the sake of brevity.
And for people that haven't heard it.
I got... My first big one that I remember spending a lot of time with was Final Fantasy III.
Oh, we're going to have a similar story on this.
And I got this for the best trade ever. Back when Mike wasn't stupid and he sold a Super Nintendo later on, I got Final Fantasy III for a trade with my neighbor. It was a brother and sister named Ryan and Ashley. This kid was Mr. Hardcore Sports. You know, he was hardcore everything, right? So I had a copy of NHL 95. My parents wanted me to play sports. I did, but never really organized. You know, there's no way I'm making the team sort of thing. So he's like, oh man, Mike, I really want NHL 95. I'm like, well, what do you got? So I think I traded up NHL 95 and NHL Stanley Cup. For anybody who remembers that wonderful Super Nintendo game with Mode 7, I traded that for a game I had no idea what the fuck it was. Final Fantasy III. Had a complete inbox and everything. Here you go. Here's your two sports games. Fuck off. Didn't care. So many days where I skipped school to play this thing. So many days, like, I'll just stay home today.
I wish I owned a copy back then.
Oh, my God. I'm so sad that I think I sold it. I think I got rid of that one. I think I sold that one for 50 or 60 bucks. I'm pretty sure.
Back nowadays, then, it might have actually been worth that.
Yeah. Back then, I did okay. So, yeah, I had Final Fantasy III. I remember, I don't know why this particular memory sticks out to me so much, but I remember staying home from school one day, and I think it was in May or something. And I remember, do you remember the part where you're on the raft?
Oh, I remember.
I remember fighting Ultros, and I don't know, that really sticks out to me.
Fuck that octopus.
Or the first time I let Shadow die, and I didn't know until years later you could actually save him.
Yeah, I think I'm one of few people that accidentally saved him the first time, and I was just like, yay, and didn't realize that it wasn't like a scripted thing.
And then I remember for years upon years, me and my friend Wayne, we tried for years to resurrect General Leo. We'll figure this is totally possible.
Oh, that
it has to
rumor,
happen.
Legend, whatever you want to call it, it doesn't exist.
I think I remember him telling me that he had it happen once. I'm thinking, you liar.
He's definitely
and now
a liar,
that I know it's full of shit, I almost want to call him up like 20 years later. Hey, Wayne, you haven't spoken to me in 15 years. Hey, Mike, how's it going? You're a dirty liar. And I've got proof. Game trailers, motherfucker.
Like, you fucking lied to me. I'm going to kick you in the fucking balls.
Everything I know is a lie. But yeah, I remember doing that a lot when I was a kid, just doing that. And I also remember falling into other SNES RPGs, or action-adventure RPGs were more my thing.
I can tell you my story for Final Fantasy III. I wasn't exactly the type that had a lot of money as a kid, so my games were either I saved up money and went to the pawn shop and managed to get one, or we rented them. Back then it was like, I think, $3 for 3 days for a rental.
Something like that.
Or like $2 for 3 days or something. It was fucking ridiculously cheap back then. So I would, you know, use my lunch money, use my whatever money, chores, every week. And I would, once Final Fantasy III, I had rented it the first time, I played it for the 3 days straight. I loved the game so much that I went back, and every time I was to return it, I was renting it again. So I just had it like permanently for months. There was the odd time that I would bring it back and, you know, leave it for a couple days or whatever, and when I'd get it again, my save files would be fucking deleted. You know, those bastards. They wouldn't, you know, pick the one that wasn't mine. And eventually, it got to the point where I just went in. I was like, hey, I hadn't rented it for probably a month, and I'm like, talk to the shopkeep. I'm just, hey, you know, I rent that game so damn much, and, you know, it's such an old game now. Could I just buy it from you? And literally, he said that week he had already sold it to someone else. And I'm like, you fucking bastard. I've been renting it for so damn long, so many times, and you sell it to some other asshole? I was heartbroken as a child.
Should have stabbed him.
Well, back then, I was more into fire, not killing things. So, I don't know. I might have burnt down the place. I don't know.
Yo, that's fucking depressing, the fact that you were so close. That's another thing, too. I remember when a lot of stores were starting to get out of Super Nintendo. They were getting in the N64, and then later PlayStation 1, 2, etc. And I could have bought in so many of these games at retarded cheap prices.
Hindsight. I wish I had you.
If I'd been smarter in college, I would have spent a lot more money on retro shit as opposed to drinking.
You mean like everyone?
Yeah, pretty much. If I was smart. Well, I remember, Jamie, when I was in first year college, once upon a time, when I was a wee lad.
Once upon a time, I was a wee lad.
I saw a complete inbox, motherfucking, what was it? Complete inbox Earthbound with the guidebook. Yeah, $100.
Eh.
I'm retarded.
Yeah, for anyone that doesn't know, nowadays that's worth about $1,000.
Yeah, I could have. Yeah, no.
Like, that would sell fast at that, pretty much. Between 800 and 1200, I would say, would be probably what it's worth as a collector.
Yeah, like, I feel so stupid I didn't pick it up, because I really fucking should have.
But see, at the same time, if we had this knowledge that we have now back then, we would have bought so many of every fucking game that's worth a lot.
And, you know, and like I said, I guess that's just the kind of way it works. Hindsight is 20/20.
Yeah.
But
I mean, you're not really going to know, right? It's hard to predict what's going to be popular and all that. Like, you can kind of do it nowadays, but at the same time, CD-based games from nowadays, I really don't see them being worth as much as the cartridge games in the future.
Well, it depends if it's a super limited release, because I know I had a game which I gave to a friend of mine because he'd done so much for me. It's a game for the Wii, and I think it was... It was one of the last RPGs that came out.
Xenoblade Chronicles?
Yeah,
or something
like that. It had a
Xenoblade
red...
Xenoblade something.
Something like that, yeah, and I gave it to
the
him.
The red sword and the...
Yeah, exactly.
That one, it was like an EB Games exclusive or something. I heard it was amazing, and I fucking regret not picking it up.
Yeah, I gave it to him.
Because now they're like $120 or something on eBay.
Yep, I'm like, here, buddy, you do so much for me. He helped me get my Little Pony Derpy Hooves. So I figured, you know what, that alone.
Oh, God, Derpy Hooves.
Fucking love that pony. I need to bring her out of... Oh my god, I need to put Derpy and Metroplex together. Just
thinking. Thing's fucking huge, by the way.
Yeah, thanks to my wonderful contacts at Hasbro, they sent me the Transformers Generation Metroplex from Transformers War, Fall of Cybertron. He's over 2 feet tall. He towers over most of my toys. But anyway, moving on.
Most? You mean all?
Yeah, all of them. The only one who,
you've got a fucking Sentinel, and it's still double the size of him.
Yeah, like, yeah, pretty much, actually.
Like, it's fucking ridiculous.
But back to Super Nintendo?
Yeah, back to Super Nintendo. Why did you think it beats... Well, do you think it beat Sega Genesis, and why?
I think the reason the Super Nintendo beat the Sega Genesis, or at least in terms of... For me, anyway.
But it does what Nintendo don't.
It seemed to me like there was more pride in the way Super Nintendo marketed their shit. I remember Nintendo had such a fierce presence to me, and I bought into the hype. I'm not gonna lie, I was totally a Super Nintendo fanboy. They had me at 32,000 colors.
The Super FX chip?
Yeah, Super FX chip, better sound. Whereas I know the Genesis could only do something like 520 colors. The Super Nintendo things just look better, but Sega Genesis sprites were bigger, depending on what the game was. Then, honestly, you know what it came down to for me? The controller.
Yeah.
I like the Super Nintendo controller better.
I love the Super Nintendo controller.
Like, I hated playing fighting games on the Genesis, because the 3-button, and even if you got the 6, it felt awkward.
I actually found online you can get, well, they're fucking rare and expensive now, but there was a GameCube controller that was shaped and all the buttons were moved around to be basically a Super Nintendo controller, but it's for GameCube. And I was like, I want this because I fucking hate the GameCube controller, and Super Nintendo is like my favorite controller of all time. But those things are running around, you know, like $100-$120.
Yeah, something like
so
that.
They're like, you can get the no-name brand ones, but they're just not as good looking.
Yeah, I mean, I, for example, right now, I'm just going to reach over, so I may be off mic for just a second. I've got one of the USB Super Nintendo controllers.
Oh, yeah.
And even to this very day, this fucker's comfortable.
Yeah, it's odd how well they did with that. That's why, like, I think the Wii, the newer Wii controllers or whatever, like the custom ones.
Like the Pro Controller that I got?
Yeah, that. Well, like, the original one was shaped a lot similar to the Super Nintendo one, but they put grooves in it and stuff that it didn't fit properly.
I've got a cat on my shoulder.
Wiley's about to wreck everything.
Hi, Kitty. Wiley, can you, like, get off daddy, please? Thank you.
So, yeah, with the Super Nintendo, in my opinion, the reason it did so well is, like, I would have to agree with you on their marketing. They kind of were just like, we're Nintendo, we're making quality shit. Whereas Sega was literally just trying to bash Nintendo the whole time, not being like, hey, we're good. It was, we're better than them because of some stupid reason that doesn't actually exist.
Yeah, there never was, like, a concrete plan for that. I always felt that. And Super Nintendo games, they just did more with it. And what I mean by that is, I remember the Donkey Kong Challenge weekends. I remember the Star Fox Challenge weekends.
Yeah, they were a lot more in tune with their public.
Yeah.
Which, by the way, those cartridges, if you can find them, are worth a fucking retarded amount.
I had a Super Nintendo Star Fox one.
You had the Star Fox Challenge one?
Yep.
Yeah, see, those were only given to, like, store owners or whatever to do the challenge, and then they, I think they were supposed to recall them, but a lot of them didn't. So basically, when you're looking at Star Fox, just see if it's got a little bit of a different tag and everything on it than...
well, it says right on the front that, and they would turn themselves off after, like, 2 minutes or some shit like that.
Well, yeah. No, it's a challenge cartridge, so it's like you had a time limit to get as many hits or something, or you only had one life, or I don't remember how that challenge one worked, but... yeah, they're worth a lot of money because there's just not many of them out there. They're not really that great for playing, but they're just collectible.
Yeah, they're more just one of those things you have, like, hey, I have cool shit.
Another reason I'd say that Nintendo was kind of winning is because they already kind of, they got through the gate faster with the fact that they had already had a bigger presence with the original Nintendo than the Sega Master did.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I mean, if you look at the Sega Master, I think they had a hell of a lot less games. So they had a lot less people developing stuff and a lot less good games, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, Double Dragon's on every console, but, you know,
Nintendo just did better ports of games, too, from the arcade.
Yeah.
Now, the lone exception to this being the Mortal Kombat, the Mortal Kombat 1 for the Genesis was better than Mortal Kombat for the Super Nintendo.
Yeah.
But after that huge, hey guys, we're getting our asses kicked here, maybe we should just release them uncensored, and then obviously the whole ESRB bullshit. I really like the Super Nintendo ports of Mortal Kombat 2, Mortal Kombat 3, and Ultimate Mortal Kombat 3.
Which... I'd also say a huge thing that has to do with it is all the fucking amazing RPGs that the Super Nintendo came out.
Absolutely.
Which is actually the reason why Super Nintendo is my favorite console of all time. There is a ridiculous list of RPGs for it, and they're all amazing. Like, you might get one or two RPGs that are like, what the fuck is this? This is crap. But
I can't remember any really bad RPGs for the Super Nintendo. I'm sure there are.
I'm sure they're out there. I never played any.
Yeah, the ones that I played for the Super Nintendo, like I said, I'm going to include action-adventure RPGs in here, too.
Yeah, because, I mean, back then, like, stuff like Super Metroid, you'd still kind of class it as an RPG,
because there was
it was like an adventure RPG, but
there was also a progression system as well.
Yeah, so it's... a lot of the games back then had all that in there, whereas nowadays, they're actually classed as different bullshit.
Yeah, like, I had... What was it? I had Illusion of Gaia, which big thanks to Chris from, I think his blog is called Lost in the Music or something like that. He's a music blogger guy that I know. He gave me one at Com Bravo this past weekend. Love that game. Beautiful music in that game. Another one was called Soul Blazer, which I got from my friend Mike Cameron back in the day. I always call him Mike Cameron because just I don't know. He's got one of those names where you have to say everything. It's kind of like how I'm not Mike. I'm Mike Dodd. You know what I mean? It's just one of those things.
Maybe it's just because we know so many goddamn Mikes.
It's
that
true.
We have to put the last name with every Mike we say.
I'm trying to think of what else I had. I had Chrono Trigger. I can't remember how I came across. I think I paid $20 for that one at a pawn shop.
See, I never... I don't remember owning Chrono Trigger, but I know I rented it and... Well, like any Square RPG back then, holy shit, is that a good fucking game. If you've never played Chrono Trigger, go emulate it right now. I give you the permission to, you know, pirate.
Or, if you're going
to... Oh, wait, is it on Wii U now?
No, get it for the DS.
Oh, right.
Yeah, that's a fantastic port.
They actually fixed a lot of the bugs and stuff that, you know... The funny thing about Square RPGs back then, they actually have a ton of fucking bugs, but you would never know it.
Yeah, it never affects the gameplay to a point where it's a problem.
Well, I mean, think like Final Fantasy III in the original Super Nintendo one, there is a lot of bugs that you can exploit throughout the game. And there's also one of the major bugs that I always noticed as a kid, but I was like, ah, no, I'm probably wrong. I believe it's your evasion does not matter. So, like your accuracy and evasion, or one of those two stats is actually broken, because if you get blinded in the original Super Nintendo one,
yeah,
you'll still hit. Like, it does not make you miss.
Yeah, that's true. Now that you mentioned
it. You never
it.
Miss, so that's why it's like, you don't need to get the eye drops or whatever throughout the game, because of, like, when Ultros blinds your whole party, you're like, whatever, still kick his ass.
Yeah, you just keep like, fucking kicking his ass.
They fixed that in the newer one. Same with, like, Chrono Trigger. I'm trying to think of any of the glitches. I know that they're there. It's just there are a lot of the glitches for those games, you never really find them. So
yeah, there was never any... I'm trying to think of what else. What other games I had? Thinking here.
I'm going to throw out one of my favorite ones right now, since, you know, you're apparently running out of ideas already.
Well, I'm trying
to
think.
Mega Man X. Fucking amazing game.
I don't know whether I'd call that an RPG, though.
Well, oh! I'm not doing just RPGs.
Oh, okay, okay.
I mean, like, because we're talking Super Nintendo.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, I mean, if you want other RPGs, I can go through a damn list, such as Super Mario RPG. Mm-hmm. Fucking... I hate that they stopped doing that series. I know the Paper Mario series is supposed to be, like, the successor, but, oh, God, that game is so good. It introduced the whole, like, when you attack, you can hit the button to do critical damage if you time it right. Introduced some new characters that were cool, like Geno, which they've never done anything with that character IP since.
I really wonder if there's something tied up legally somewhere.
There probably is. You know, after Square Enix went over with PlayStation, they probably kept the rights to Geno because it would have been a Square Enix character, probably.
Yeah.
I assume. I'm not sure how that worked because, you know what, I'm not in their fucking companies. Mm. But it was just a fantastic game. If that... That hasn't been remade in any way, has it?
Not that I'm aware of, no.
Is it on the Wii U?
What?
The Virtual Console?
Super Mario RPG?
Super Mario RPG?
It is for the Wii, but not the Wii U.
Oh.
Which, technically, I guess you could purchase it through the Wii U's
I didn't even know that they
shop,
had that on there.
But you have to go through the Wii's emulator.
That's weird.
Yeah.
That's one of those games where I just really, really like playing it on the Super Nintendo.
That's a game...
I mean, if it's on the Wii, then get it on the Wii, because it's going to probably... Most likely, it costs a lot more on actual Super Nintendo. I think it's about a $50 cart right now, and that's, like, the cheapest price you'll probably find it. What is it on the Wii, do you know?
For like 10 for cost? Bucks? Yeah, about...
Well, I mean, Earthbound was like 10 bucks, so I assume they're doing that for most of them.
Yeah, it would be the standard 800 price.
Oh, right, they do points.
Yeah, as opposed to the dollar amounts.
Isn't Xbox finally moving over to dollar amounts?
They should be, if not now, if not by the end of summer.
Or something? Yeah. Yeah, what else? ActRaiser, I think you consider an RPG.
It's action like RPG,
yeah. Scrolling action, yeah.
Another one that I remember playing a lot as a kid, and I really, really want to get this. Because, okay, so since I've got my Super Nintendo back, thanks to Billy and Jay from the Game Chasers, by the way, I think I still need controllers. I got the deck, but no controllers and no power supply, so rebuilding this thing is going to be fun. In fact, I guess I need Sean or Vito or maybe even you to clean the sucker.
Because,
it's that weird color. So,
the browning, or the, like, the golden browning thing.
I know you can clean it, but it's annoying.
That's not a cleaning issue. That's a chemical process. So if you want to revert it to gray, it's a retarded chemical process that I won't even bother. Like, it's not worth it. If you want, I would say paint it. Paint it something fucking cool. Like, Sean, his Super Nintendo, it was like that.
Yeah.
So what he did is he's got it painted, like, metallic purple and black. It's fucking cool.
Who's really good at painting in our group? Is Tiffany super artistic like that?
I'm the artist. Well, I could do it.
Okay, then.
I just need the damn paint.
Well, you tell me what you need, and you can paint it up to look like a fucking TARDIS from Doctor... Mass Effect! Super Nintendo!
Mass Effect. Oh, so, like, kind of how the armor is?
Yeah! The N7, that's... That's your fucking project, dude. I will pay you for that shit.
Okay.
You're taking it today.
All right. And this is where Jamie now branches into doing fucking decaling on consoles.
Fuck Sweet. You, awesome Super Nintendo. Fuck all you people. Anyway, where was I going? Oh, right. Game, right. It was a game called Sim Earth.
Sim Earth?
Yeah, it was really fucking cool. You basically had to raise... It was like...
Is it like the first Sim City?
No, it was like Wait, beyond that. You had
was
to raise...
Sim City on Sim yeah. Nintendo, wasn't there?
Yeah, I got it for Blair. It had to be... Like, you had to raise an entire civilization, an entire ecosystem. So, I remember I had people evolve, and they had cities and everything. And because in the game, if you wanted to, you could drop nukes. So you could create nuclear winter. So what I did, I had this great civilization, like, okay, I'm bored. Turn the planet into a fucking wasteland. And then life came back after, like, 100,000 years. And it started
You're a terrible
out...
person.
Then it started out as, like, plant life, and then it evolved, and it evolved into...
And then you murdered everyone again?
No, okay, here's the idea. Here's the thing. The goal of the game is to get them to Exodus. Exodus is where they leave the planet. So all my human people had left. I nuked everything. And then I had a new form of life rise up. And they had come back. I had bird people. Birds had evolved to be the dominant species. And they had cities and everything. And I remember specifically, I occasionally had I had robot people at one point. So I had a robot civilization.
I really hope he's not...
Yeah, why they get off the goddamn mixer? And then I remember nuking them, and I had robot bird people fighting.
Okay, so the moral of the story here is never allow Dodd to be in the position of God, because he's just going to keep nuking us.
Yeah, it's true. If you piss me off, let the nukes rain down. Bring the rain! I'm trying to think.
Did I just count that you've nuked the planet how many times? Like 10?
Yeah, something like 4 or 5 at least. But yeah, that game was so much fun. And that game really fostered my interest in science and the evolutionary science and stuff. That, like, I really got into looking into biodiversity, how different ecospheres interact with each other. It was just really fucking cool. I remember I didn't play Sim Ant, but I played a lot of Sim Earth. A lot of Sim City.
Sim City was fun, but I think I started that on the PC. Now that I'm thinking of it, since we're still on RPGs here, and we're slightly going away from it, but we'll put us back on track here. How the fuck did we forget this one? Legend of Zelda: A Link to the Past. RPGs ever.
I remember getting that for Christmas. I remember that Christmas morning. I think I was in. I know I beat that game within 3 or 4 days.
Really?
Oh, God. I powered through it.
Fuck,
that
I think
game
as a
was
kid,
so cool.
Any Zelda game took me forever when it really shouldn't have.
I remember
that long.
I remember getting the hook shot for that thing. I remember getting the hammer and not pounding down all the poles. All that shit. I remember fighting.
You like pounding poles?
I do like pounding poles. I remember fighting Ganon for the first time. Oh, man. That was so cool. And that was the second Zelda game I'd actually beat. As I beat the original Zelda on the NES, I never could beat Zelda 2.
Honestly, as a kid, I don't think I beat any of the Zeldas. It was like I beat Ocarina of Time, but I never owned any of the Zeldas. I always played them over at another like a friend's house.
Mm-hmm.
And it was just like a marvel to me because it was like I don't own this, but this game is just so good. I'm gonna come visit you more often. It's like. Stop taking my Super Nintendo, you bastard. But, what else is there? I know there's tons of fucking RPGs, so we're not thinking, like, it's not just coming to mind right now. Final Fantasy II was on there, too. I never actually played it as a kid. I played it once it came out on PlayStation as a remake.
I remember a lot of my friends...
It's actually Final Fantasy IV.
Right? A lot of my friends had Final Fantasy II and Final Fantasy Mystic Quest.
Mystic Quest. Mystic Quest is basically the, these dumb Americans can't really play our Final Fantasy games. Let's make a really retarded version for them that's really easy. That's what it is.
Oh,
it
but
is.
Say, all views and opinions expressed, but yeah, I'm trying to think of other ones
I haven't played it all the way through, but it seemed like it'd still be fun. It's just it's really, really dumbed down compared to
the other ones.
Like Final Fantasy 3 and 2.
Another one
four
that
and 6 if you want to say what they are.
Another game that I remember playing a fuck ton during the summer, and this actually got me in the speed running for probably four or five years, was Super Metroid.
Oh, you tried to speed run Super Metroid?
Yeah, I could. I could beat the game, not 100%, like not like get everything, but I could beat the game, get the ending where you see Samus in her bathing suit, so to speak. I could do the game in 2 hours, 1 minute, and 58 seconds. That was my best record, and that was like doing everything. Now I know people can do it in a lot fucking shorter than that, but when I was a kid, I memorized the guidebook. I knew. Was that on Planet Zeebs? Was Super Metroid on Zeebs?
I don't remember, because I'll freely admit that I'm not a huge Metroid fan. I actually picked up Super Metroid a little while ago, and I'm planning to play it, so I don't know fuck all about it.
You know what's hilarious? Speaking of Super Metroid, there are people playing it now on the Wii U's Virtual Console. This game's broken. I don't know what I'm doing.
And yeah, I saw those reports. I was like, are you fucking kidding me? These people are so stupid and don't know how to play games
like,
anymore.
Like, jeez, guys, come on.
Like, I understand that the current generation of gaming has basically, it has hand-holding techniques. So, our older games that actually taught you via gameplay, people don't seem to grasp it anymore.
Now, you and I had this conversation last night. Right now, guys, for example, I'm playing through Earthbound. First time. First time player, second time owner. Figure that one out. Yeah. Fuck you. So anyway,
well, I've got the Earthbound cart, and I haven't actually popped it in yet. This is why I'm going to be starting a YouTube channel soon.
So, playing through this game right now, I said to Jamie last night, man, I don't know how the hell I did this when I was a kid, because it would spell out everything you need to do. And Earthbound, I read one review of it describing it as a very typical JRPG, aka very hard. I'm thinking, I wouldn't call the game hard, but it gives you no direction. It gives you vague hints.
Well, that's how most RPGs were back then, right?
Yeah, back then, but nowadays, let's look at one of the worst examples of it, Final Fantasy XIII. Here, go down this giant hallway.
Yeah, it's very linear.
Yeah, whereas with this one, you can explore. And I posted a question on Twitter the other day, by the way, at BirdmanDodd, where I was like, why am I level 22 and my character's level like 1 or 2? My other character that I just picked up. And I remember back then, RPGs were grindy motherfuckers.
Oh, yeah.
Whereas with nowadays, when you pick up your character, like new characters, they're generally maybe a few levels behind you because there's that leveling up algorithm. When I picked up Paula in Earthbound, I'm level 21, 22. I picked her up, she was at level 1. So I go back to the town, Twoville or whatever, and through the monsters I fought, now she's level 6. But all the monsters I'm fighting can kick my ass because there's one character you fight a tree. And when it explodes, it deals like 300 damage.
When nature fights back.
And it sucks because you only have 150 hit points. But
on
in that
the
game,
weaker character.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. No.
On your main character.
Yeah.
Oh,
so
shit.
300 points, it should kill you. But it has that, because it has that counter. As long as your character's still alive and that counter's counting down, you may only take 30 damage from a 300-point attack, depending on how quickly you kill it. So it's weird. So Paula, yeah, she almost always dies. But Ness is fine. But Paula doesn't get any XP because she's dead.
Well, that sucks.
So leveling her up is going to be a pain in the ass. And I remember you saying
to
me,
I just have to go back to the beginning.
And then I remember you mentioning to me, well, maybe it's because I'm grinding too much this early on in the game, because like my Ness, in my opinion, feels really fucking powerful.
Yeah.
But yeah, I mean, I like the fact games like that you can figure out. And I was originally gonna do a rad on it next week. I kinda wanna take my time. I'm having fun with this. I mean, Earthbound, everybody has this huge expectation of it, and let's be honest, it's a game that probably gets overhyped more so than it should.
It's because of its
rarity.
But it's
good.
It's a good game, but it's one of those ones where people never really picked it up whenever it came out, and now that it's kind of like a cult around it, the people that don't even know what it is, they're just like, oh, Earthbound, I've heard it. It's like, it's amazing, and it just kind of, everyone kind of just has that opinion of it, but most people have never played the fucking game.
Yeah, like, I'd heard about it, and, you know, I never really got into it. And you know what sucks? We live in an area, northern Ontario. There's a town called Owen Sound. And when I was a kid, they used to have this department store chain called Zellers, which recently got bought out and is now owned by Target. I remember they were clearancing Earthbounds for $30 when I was a kid. I remember that clear as day, that big orange fucking sticker clearance.
Zellers only recently closed down, though.
Yeah, I'm talking about years ago, you motherfucker.
But why would they clear? Oh, they're just clearance, like a normal clearance sale. Okay. They do that with everything.
I remember they even had... This is up until probably about 2003. So just to give you a bit of a time reference there. They were clearancing out... They still had a copy of Super Tennis for sale.
Super Tennis.
Brand new in the box. Still had sealed and all that shit for about $30.
Yep.
Yeah, so...
Once again, hindsight.
Hindsight, if I was smarter, I would have picked up like 5 Earthbounds.
Nowadays, that's not good. Yay!
Kicks my ass. I'm trying to think of other glorious games I played on this. I remember playing for the first time when I first got my Mortal Kombat. I remember getting TMNT Turtles in Time for my birthday.
Another of my two favorite games, yeah. TMNT Turtles in Time. Most people's list has it as the best brawler in history.
I remember
I think Screw Attack, it's their number one, right?
Yeah.
It's definitely my number one for a brawler. I've played that in the arcade, played it at my buddy's house who owned it. I never owned the fucking thing. I never owned any of my favorite games. It's always fucked up like that. Another one of my favorite games that I actually played at my godfather's house every time I'd visit him was The Legend of the Mystical Ninja. Did you ever play that one?
I never played it, but I remember seeing it a lot for sale when I was a kid.
It's hilarious and awesome. It's one of those ones where it's a little bit different, though. It's kind of got like a Japanese style to it, so a lot of people don't get it usually, but I don't know. I fucking love that game.
I'm trying to think of other games I really have when I was a kid that I used to play a lot. I remember... And one I really liked, and I really want to get again. I've never... I think I beat it once, I think. Spider-Man and Venom, Maximum Carnage.
The red cartridge?
Yeah, the red cart. And I remember it was a big deal because the theme song was done by this then, I guess they were a popular band, called Green Jelly.
Green Jelly.
Yeah, and they had this song, and they had a pretty good instrumental version of it on the cart. I remember that. I also remember playing Doom for the first time. I never had a computer until about 1996. Maybe very early 97. I'm pretty sure it was 96. And they had...
Hi.
That's my wife.
We're having a telegram brought in to us.
From my aunts.
Telegram for my
dog. Do we want them to... What?
Right in the middle of the episode.
Yeah. Anyway, can you bring me some water? Because I love you. She's humping the back of my chair. This is the professionalism we bring you at This Week in Games.
I could have a big rant about how much I loved Mega Man X, but...
Yeah.
Basically, you can just go on YouTube and look up Egoraptor's thing about Mega Man X, and that's exactly how I feel. So...
I remember getting that game brand new in box for $10.
Fuck you.
Yeah, and it was at, once again, another store that's no longer around today, Byway.
Byway?
Yeah, do you not remember this? They were a store that was, like, black and white.
I'm from fucking Shelburne, and there ain't nothing like that around here.
It was up in fucking Owen Sound. Get out of town once
Dude,
in a while.
When I was a kid, we have farmland around here.
Orangeville 20 minutes down the road.
Yeah, we never went to fucking Orangeville. I went to the damn rental store here in Shelburne as a kid.
Jesus,
I had a bike here.
Oh,
from Hornings Mills.
Oh, my.
So, fuck you.
Jesus, man. Talk about sheltered. Anyway.
I wasn't sheltered. I got out as far as I could.
I biked where I wanted to go. 20 miles uphill, barefoot and backwards.
Pretty much.
Anyway, there
barefoot
was a...
Barefoot and backwards?
That's right. Barefoot and backwards.
With a dunce cap on or something? Like,
with reverse gravity.
reverse gravity. Wait. Then you wouldn't be walking. You'd
exactly.
Be floating.
So I remember they had this huge clearance bin of Super Nintendo games, and I was in grade 11 for this one. I remember this, once again, specific. I picked up Mega Man X brand new, Zombies Ate My Neighbors brand new.
Oh, that's another really good one.
What else did I pick up? I think I picked up Total Carnage, and something else. I picked up three games for $30 brand new. And Mega Man X was one of those games. I'd played the Mega Man games when I was a kid, loved them, but I hated 5 and 6.
I had only played Mega Man 3, so whenever I went to X, the jump between those two games is so drastically, improved that it's like, holy fuck, like, just nerdgasm over that game.
Yeah, like, I got into
I didn't even have, because in Mega Man 4 is when you get start to charge.
Yeah, he got the charge shot there.
So I never had that, so I went from Mega Man 3 to Mega Man X, where it's like, holy fuck, I can charge my fucking cannon now? Like, oh my god!
My first Mega Man game, I think, was 2, then I played 1. And then I did 3, then I did 4.
Backwards?
Yeah, it's weird. Then I picked up 5 for 50 cents off the street, and 6 I never owned.
Oh, Kirby Superstar.
Never played it, but I've got the Kirby collection for my Wii, but I've never played it.
I might have to steal that.
Thank you, Nintendo. That's why I love getting free games from Nintendo, because they're almost always amazing.
Nintendo games are always great. Like,
I'm really...
First-party ones?
I'm really surprised Capcom, if they really wanted to print money, put all the Mega Man games on one Wii U disc, charge like $100, and people will pay it.
Give me some sort of collector bonus with it.
Yeah, or...
Artwork or something. I don't know.
Put
an art book, a concept art. Is there concept art for fucking Mega Man?
There is not concept. There is official art books from Udon.
No, but I mean like concept art from the actual team. I've never seen any concept art for Mega Man.
I think I've seen some stuff.
Huh. I need to look that up.
But yeah, I mean, honestly, if Capcom really wanted to be smart, put out the NES collection, the Super Nintendo collection. If you put that on one disc. Like, if you put the entire Mega Man franchise, like I said, people would pay it, especially if you gave them, like, a statue or an art book, a USB key, or maybe package it with the USB, or not the USB, the soundtrack collection, which they sold in Japan for, like, $100 or whatever.
Give me a statue of Mega Man and Proto Man back-to-back, and a separate statue of Mega Man X and Zero back-to-back.
You know what I'd like? The case is tin. The case is tin. The front of the case is the select screen. And each time you press one of the faces, it lights up.
That's going a little overboard.
Well, look at what they're doing for Saints Row, right?
Yeah. But...
But anyway, back to Super Nintendo. Donkey Kong Country. Oh, landmark title.
Amazing series.
Once again,
so
Christmas.
Hard, but so good.
I remember, that's a game I beat in almost the first 2 days.
Fuck, man, you must have been skilled back then.
Oh, I was fucking pro. I remember I almost got every banana in that game except one. And I know it was right near the end of the game, too. But, oh, yeah, I remember getting the Nintendo Power magazine preview tape with it. That's another thing, too, to talk about Super Nintendo. That was the glory days of Nintendo Power. Killer Instinct was another landmark title for me. Especially the port of that. Not the greatest looking thing, but still fun.
It was a lot of fun. That's the black cartridge.
See, that's a game I wish they just port the arcade version.
Well, they're making
the
that
Wii
new
U.
one, right? But I don't like how they're doing it. It's like
I want
you,
the old
when
one.
When you buy it, you get fucking Jago.
Yeah, Jago is the only character you get.
And then you have to buy other characters. Like, that's stupid.
Yeah.
But, I mean, in one way, it's like you could buy just the characters you wanted, but it's still like, what the fuck?
I'm kind of hoping...
Lufia and Lufia 2 is on Super Nintendo. I started Lufia... Wait, was there Lufia on PlayStation?
I think so.
Or maybe I'm thinking Lunar. I don't know. I don't think I played Lufia and Lufia 2 on Super Nintendo yet. I will get a copy eventually. I don't know if that's on the Wii console either. I don't really go on the Wii console, like, ever, so I never know what they are. So
I used to watch it all the time, and then the releases just kept getting fewer and fewer between. That's another thing I guess we can kind of begin to close out the show with. Such a fantastic back catalog that the Wii never took advantage of. I was surprised as hell when they put all the Super Star Wars games on there. Or Adventures of Indiana Jones, shit like that. There's just so many great games that the Super Nintendo never got ported over to the Wii U. And I imagine it's due to rights clearances or licenses expiring.
Yeah, this is one of the bullshit things about the like video game industry is the fucking crap about legal issues, licensing, all that crap. Like, yes, it protects companies from losing their IP and having somebody steal their shit, but it's also one of those things where people shouldn't be so damn stingy. It should be like, hey, we'd like to re-release, you know, these games or whatever, and we'll give you some of the money. But then they're like, no, we don't want you touching our shit. Like, fuck off. If they want to make a game, just let them make a goddamn game.
Pretty much, I mean.
Just to prove it every step of the way or something. Like, stop being so stingy. I want to see, you know, remakes of all these goddamn games or sequels, whatever.
It's just, it's one of those things, if you have the right to publish on one medium, you should have the right to publish on others. But then again, I guess there's probably a bunch of legal shit we don't understand.
Oh, yeah. I know.
And I'm not afraid to admit that legalese, I certainly, see, I speak fluent corporate PR, but I do not speak fluent corporate lawyer. Yeah, exactly. That's a whole other dialect. So I'm really sad that we don't have games like Gaia or Terranigma or Soul Blazer available for the Wii U's virtual console. I would love them to re-release Super Mario RPG specifically for the Wii U so I can play it off the pad.
I want a sequel with Geno.
Now, like I said, you can play it through the Wii's emulator, but I'm not super thrilled with that. So
yeah.
It's just because it's an unnecessary pain in the ass.
So why do you think that there was so many damn RPGs on Super Nintendo over all the other consoles? Like even like you get
memory.
Into like N64, there's nothing there.
I think it came down to memory. Actually, I think it was more of a technical reason.
But then why isn't there any like on the N64 that were just so fucking amazing? Like, okay, I'm not saying that
I
there
hear
isn't
the N64
any,
was
I'm saying there isn't a lot. Like, the Super Nintendo is basically known for being that RPG console with a ton of RPGs, so. So, guys, we got a phone call. We'll be right back.
Hey, guys. Sorry about that. Had to take a phone call. Let's just say, don't fuck with Birdman. I got myself a very nice weekend stay at a hotel with all expenses paid. God, I love being me sometimes.
Yeah, I'm good at doing that, too, but I never seem to end up having a bad experience like you, so...
See, but then...
You're, like, prone to bad things happening so you can get good things out of it.
Well, you see, I'm prone to making mountains out of molehills. And that's the best thing. In fact, Blair, my wife, has openly told me, stop complaining you're pissing people off locally, because we've gotten so much free stuff. Because, hey, if you're willing to take it up the corporate ladder, that means you're probably going to get something. 9 times out of 10, if you complain to the customer service, you will get something.
Oh, yeah. You're good at it, probably 10 out of 10 times.
So, important safety tip, kids. Complain, and complain often.
Complain if you get fucked over. Don't just let it go. Anyway, back to Super Nintendo. Fuck, where were we?
well, we just finished talking about Mega Man. We were talking about licensing on the Wii U.
Oh, right.
And I really wish the DS had taken more advantage of this, too. Because a lot of Super Nintendo games got ported.
Yeah.
But I felt like they could have always done more. But then again, I guess that's the same thing for like every console. You always wish we could do more.
Well, yeah, you always want to be able to do more, right?
I mean, I'm trying to think of other games I'd really want to see. Like I said, other than the Soul Blazer, Illusion of Gaia, and Terranigma, three games I would have liked to have seen brought over to the Wii U from the Super Nintendo. Earthbound was a big victory for that, to get that finally over. And I totally believe Nintendo was holding that close to their chest.
Oh yeah, Secret of Mana was on.
Yeah, and Secret of Mana. I think you can get that on the Wii's Virtual Console.
Oh, is it? Okay.
Pretty sure, along with Breath of Fire 2 and 3, which I really wish they'd bring those over as well.
3, I thought was on.
You're asking the wrong motherfucker, man. I'm guessing here.
Breath of Fire 1 and 2 is on Super Nintendo, I believe, or Breath of Fire 1 might even be on Nintendo. Breath of Fire 3 is one of my favorite games. It started on PlayStation 1, I think. I know there's a version on PlayStation 1 because I own it, but I don't know if it started before that. But it was a fantastic game. Trying to think what else. There was just
Yoshi's
so
Island.
Yoshi's Island. Well, fuck, Super Mario World.
Yeah.
Fucking amazing game. It's like the most common game, so we don't fucking say it. But yeah, it's an amazing game, even if it is common.
Yeah, I mean, it's, you know.
If you haven't played Super Mario World, you suck. Go fucking play it. It's my favorite Mario game. For sure.
Now, I'm really sad that the Super Scope never attained the same level of fun as the Nintendo Zapper.
It was really clunky, huge, and they were trying to do...
It was not accurate.
They were doing a gimmick with it, of it being a giant fucking bazooka on your shoulder.
See, that's why I liked the Menacer.
I think there was under 10 games for this Super Scope.
I want to say 6, actually, because I remember Rue from Clan of the Grey Wolf had done something on this. He was like a quickie or something. So go check that over on YouTube, Clan of the Grey Wolf. I think it was on Yoshi's Safari. He mentions how many Super Scope games there actually were.
Yeah, there's not many.
There were some pretty good fighting games for the Super Nintendo. I liked Weapon Lord. There was also Killer Instinct, all the Street Fighters, Mortal Kombat, Fatal Fury ported.
Final Fight.
World Heroes, well, that was a brawler.
Well, yeah.
Pit Fighter was also ported, yet another brawler. I think the Super Nintendo got Sunset Riders, but they never ported the X-Men game.
I don't remember.
Which, obviously,
I wasn't huge into the fighters, so I don't really remember them.
But yeah, those are the ones that I can think of off the top. Oh, they also had a really terrible port of Revolution X, which was another fantastic shooter. See, that would have been a good Super Scope game, had the hardware been at just the right place. In fact, I would love for them to release that game across some console.
You know, I'm almost thinking that maybe the Super Nintendo was so big with its RPGs, possibly because of Final Fantasy and Dragon Warrior. Because all those games originated on Nintendo, right? So they started to become popular. Like, Final Fantasy 1 started to be popular, right? And then as soon as we went to Super Nintendo, they had released, you know, Final Fantasy 2, Final Fantasy 3. I think one of the Dragon Warriors is on there. I can't remember. What was it?
I want to say there was one, but I'm not 100% sure of that.
Well, Nintendo has 1 through 5? Or is 6 on there too? I don't know.
Yeah.
I actually can't remember. But yeah, you just had so many RPGs at your fucking fingertips, and we were starved for them. Like, we got like a taste with like Final Fantasy 1 and Dragon Warrior, and everybody just loved them over here, when Japan apparently thought that we wouldn't like that kind of thing. So as soon as it came into Super Nintendo, it was like, they like it. Let's release them all to them.
Well, I really think the Super Nintendo's hardware, specifically the chipsets, I think that they could put more on them.
Well, yeah, compared to a Nintendo game, for sure.
Well, I mean, I can't think of any game on the Sega Genesis that was as big as, say, Final Fantasy III. Maybe Phantasy Star, but once again, I don't know.
Yeah, I think Phantasy Star and Star Ocean might be, but I've never actually...
But Star Ocean was never on... I remember Star Ocean on the PlayStation.
Oh, Star Ocean isn't back then, too? Oh, I guess... Is it the same company that makes them?
You're maybe fucking asking the wrong person, man.
See, I wasn't huge into Sega Genesis. I played it at one buddy's house, and the only thing I can remember playing was Sonic. So...
I think Sega had a fantastic selection of action-y games.
Yeah.
Like Dynamite Heady and all that shit. It was a good system, but the Super Nintendo was definitely my system of summer. Many, many great memories with it. Really regretting I sold mine, but now I'm going to have a Mass Effect one. My rule is...
When I get around to it.
I'll give you fucking money. My rule is going to be, I'm only collecting complete in-box, and I'm taking my time. If I'm going to collect Super Nintendo, I'm going to have fun with it this time, not just collect obsessively.
Just get stuff that you fucking love and you will play a lot.
Like, exactly.
Don't aim for the ones that are expensive as all hell, especially if they're on the Wii U. Like Earthbound, don't even try to get an Earthbound.
Oh, I'm...
You've got it. You can play it.
See, if I ever do get Earthbound for the cartridge, it'll be once I've got, like, that big gig where I can afford to do it.
Yeah.
Like, if I get this television show thing that I might be working on, maybe.
Especially if you're aiming for fucking complete in box. Like, my collection, none of it's really complete in box. The only game that I have complete in box, like, near mint, is Final Fantasy III. And that's just because it's my favorite game of all time. So, you're nuts.
I'm going to go for my Mortal Kombat and Street Fighters first.
If you're going to aim for not many games, then yeah, that's cool.
Yeah.
But if you get out of hand with it, well, you're just going to find yourself in the same position as last time.
Yeah. And that's not fun for anybody.
No.
So that's pretty much going to do it for this edition of the show. I'd love to hear your guys' memories. So feedback at thisweekingeek.net or 817-717-7202. I am checking the voicemails once a week. We are back from summer vacation, so to speak. Jamie's moving in a month, so prototypes, we'll probably be doing them over Skype like I did with Handsome Tom, or whenever he comes up for the weekend.
Yeah, and I definitely want to say with the Super Nintendo stuff, I know most of this episode was just us kind of listing off games and having small memories, but if you like video games and you're okay with old school, if, say, you don't want them on the Wii U, find a fucking Super Nintendo. You can get one between $50 and $100. I don't recommend buying them for $100. I would aim for the $50 to $75, and that depends on their condition.
If they're in box, I'd pay $100.
Oh, yeah, if it's in box, get it for $100. If you want, you can always check out Noobs Video Games. That's facebook.com/noobsvideogames. I sell stuff that I have extras of. I think I have a Super Nintendo right now. I don't know. But yeah, definitely pick one up and just buy the games when you can. It's worth it a hell of a lot more than buying New Age stuff, in my opinion, now. Because it's just getting ridiculous. Like, new games, they just don't put as much effort in them. And yeah, the Super Nintendo, especially if you like RPGs, one of the best consoles you could ever own.
Yeah. So anyway, guys, that's pretty much going to do it for us. So for the prototype, I've been Mike the Birdman Dodd.
And I've been Jamie Johnston, and I am a butterfly, and I'm cool.
If you give up, then nobody benefits.